dedicated practitioner of yoga and overtone singing, Barrett Hersey has had a celebrated career in music. He's received commissions from Harvard University and the New Mexico Council for the Arts, performed at prestigious venues worldwide, and composed extensively for television and radio, including our Capital Connection theme.
That's correct.
I should add.
That's correct.
He has led the highly acclaimed jazz rock fusion band, The Year of the Ear, and in recent years, he has led Prana, a group of singers that applies the overtone techniques of ancient Tibetans with the gravelly low tones commonly associated with the method which we were just hearing a moment ago. His new book is The Practice of Nada Yoga, and he joins us this morning. Barrett Hersey, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Joe. Quite a musical morning you're having here.
It is. It is a very musical morning. And I have to say that the subtitle of the book is Meditation on the Inner Sacred Sound. So that is where I would like to begin, of a description of what that inner sacred sound is and how ultimately you located it.
Well, let me start with how I located it, because that will sort of set up what it is. As you say, I've been practicing yoga for a long time, since 1988. Had a wonderful teacher in Woodstock named Marcia Albert that started me off. And it's been a long road since then. Went to India, ended up studying with an Indian man named Pattabhi Joyce, and have been a dedicated practitioner since then. About 5 years ago, I was looking at some 14th century Indian text, specifically one called the Hatha Yoga Pradipika. And in it, I found a sound meditation. And since what I do externally, making overtones, has this second high pitch that takes a certain amount of focus and real dedication to get to, this description of the internal sound seemed to parallel this sound that I was working on externally. So I took this text and I started doing the practices that were outlined there. And as I went deeper into the practice, questions would arise and I would go back to the text. And I expanded my search to look at other texts like the Yoga Sutras and the Yoga Upanishads and a broad spectrum of texts.
So let's focus for a moment on the word sacred.
Yes.
Of how that enters into the external and the internal.
Yes. Well, the idea ultimately is that we join our individual self. And that's the purest sense of self, which is under the veil of ego, under all of those habitual patterns that we have in our daily life, that really pure, sacred part of ourselves. And to find a way to connect that to some larger energy in the universe,
right,
whatever you may want to call that. So that's the ultimate goal of yoga in general. Yoga means to yoke, and what we're doing is yoking our individual self to the larger universal energy, whatever that may be. And so there are many forms of yoga. We think of yoga in this country as postural, but there are other forms, many other forms, that don't have anything to do with tying ourselves up into yoga poses. And one of them is Raja Yoga, which is meditation. And Nada Yoga, the yoga of sound, is a form of Raja Yoga.
And do they complement one another? They can or they can't, right?
Well, Nada Yoga really is more a subcategory of Raja Yoga.
Okay.
And with postural yoga, yes, there seems to be something that happens as people go deeply into a physical practice, a kind of opening that maybe brings up questions or opens up, a kind of yearning for something more than our daily yearnings. And so often, and especially as you get older, as I am, you move from more physical practice into more of a meditative practice.
How much of it is, do you believe, a practice, and how much of it is a practice of tapping what is already there that is primal and internal?
Oh, I think it's definitely both. There's no question.
I mean, it's there. You just have to get to it, right?
Well, you know, there is something to be said for a dedicated daily practice, no matter what it is. I mean, just in terms of science today, not only neuroplasticity, the ability to make new neural pathways, but also that we actually grow parts of our brain when we pay attention to something. Whatever we pay attention to, athletes have better motor skill. That part of their brain develops more. People who are linguists develop that part of their brain. They have more gray matter. And the same thing is true with meditation, that your brain actually gets bigger if you do a regular daily practice. And it seems to also retard the aging process. So, yes, it is the daily practice, and then that, whatever that is, does exist, and it's a matter of tapping into it within ourselves. Yes, I think it's both things.
I asked the question. I was interviewing Eve Ensler last night, who is doing a lot about obviously with women's rights and talking about trying to her group is 1 Billion Rising and trying to put an end to sexual abuse and rape of women, and this 1 Billion Rising is to ultimately have the, using a statistic of 1 in 3 women have been raped or sexually assaulted, that through dance you ultimately can deal with the rage. And I was thinking of that while I was looking through the book again this morning, of because you're ultimately focusing on sound, which is something that is that you control, and there is sound and then there's music, and there is a bit of a disconnect, but not really, right? I guess it's just how we qualify it.
Well, there is that expression that music is just organized noise.
Right.
So, you know, it is both music and sound. And what the book attempts to do is to get people to listen primarily on many different levels. And the premise being, if we're listening, then we can't be talking. Like any good conversation, if you're listening, if you're talking, then you can't be hearing what the other person is saying. So if you can focus your listening, then that voice in your head that's always running round and round from thought to thought becomes quiet. So it's a matter of listening first externally and then internally for this inner sacred sound.
But it seems as though we have these inner sacred sounds and movement and music and dance that are within us that we suppress.
Well,
which, you know, there are times, of course, where you have to do that. But for the general and for the practice and to keep ourselves sane, that we don't embrace it more.
Well, I think it's really more about habitual patterns, that we fall into these habits of not paying attention. Because we are so easily distracted. We have so many screens to look at these days, so many bright lights and so many loud noises to distract us all the time, that we lose touch with that internal stillness.
Are you ever, in practicing this, and you beautifully explain it in the book. It's really, I understood it, and I really appreciate the way that you explain it. Are you ever surprised by the sounds and the moments that you achieve?
Well, hopefully constantly.
Yes. I mean, you're not looking for it, right? I mean, it's sort of what comes.
Well, exactly. You're not supposed to try and make the inner sound come.
Today I'm going to.
You are really just trying to focus and be open to it arising. That's the whole idea.
It is a beautiful book, and it is entitled The Practice of Nada Yoga, Meditation on the Inner Sacred Sound. We have more information on our website at wamc.org. He's going to, Barrett Hersey is going to have a book signing and talk in Woodstock, New York, on February 8th, and is at Mirabai Books in
yes.
Woodstock on February 8th at 2 p.m. Mirabai Books in Woodstock, and the CD release party with Prana will take place that night at 7 o'clock at Mountain View Studio, also in Woodstock.
And hometown.
All hometown, indeed. And for more information, you can go to our website, wamc.org. So Mirabai Books in Woodstock on February 8th at 2, and then the release party that night at 7 at Mountain View Studio. And again, you can find out more information at our website, wamc.org. I thank you so much for your wonderful work.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate
it. Great pleasure. Okay. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.